brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman's coming up in the next segment, then Joe Rogan's in studio, and then the Austin Police Chief in studio. Continuing with open phones as well, provided as patiently holding. I wanted to play a little bit of Ron Paul on Glenn Beck last night. Glenn Beck, who 10 months ago, when it looked like Ron Paul might be able to win, he came out and said Ron Paul supporters need to have the Army engage them as domestic enemies. But see, that was back when Ron Paul could win. Now Beck has to act like he's exposing the New World Order because they know that's where the majority of the public are who aren't on the Obama Kool-Aid. So we're analyzing this. Here it is.
Bush on steroids. And how long is this going to last before somebody says, okay, this isn't making any sense to me anymore. Republican Congressman and former presidential candidate Ron Paul is joining us now. Hello, Congressman. How are you?
Good. Nice to be with you.
You know, the more I read of the Founding Fathers and the more I read your words, they're almost interchangeable. Let me start with the words of Thomas Jefferson. Here it is. I sincerely believe that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies, and the principle of spending money to be paid by posterity under the name of funding is but swindling futurity on a large scale. Wanted to get you on because I don't know if maturity is a real word. Futurity. Any idea? No.
No, I'm not
okay.
Positive.
Anyway, Thomas Jefferson is basically saying the banks stealing from our children and funding us is a really bad thing, and the banks are a really bad thing when we get into bed with them. And that's exactly what we're doing. You've been crying out in the wilderness for a long time, and people haven't really been listening to you. And you know what, Congressman? I don't know if they're listening to you yet. What?
Well, that's because you said they were terrorists, Beck, and said Ron Paul was dangerous. That's because you helped slow down our movement, pal. That's why. But people actually are listening. There he is putting out the disinfo. People are listening. That's why you've got him on.
What's it going to take?
I think it's going to take a collapse of the dollar because there's no intent here in Washington to change its ways. We're spending more, borrowing more, and printing more, and that's why we're in the trouble that we're in.
Well, Congressman, it's worse than that. It's all being taken offshore by design to bankrupt us. It's not that they're screwing up and doing the wrong thing and don't know what they're doing. You know, these things they call banks that are more dangerous than standing armies aren't even classic banks. It's money changers that run Ponzi scheme scams and bankrupt and buy off governments. It's called the Rothschilds.
So since we're not going to do that, all the burden is placed on the value of the dollar. You can't create trillions and trillions of dollars and think we can bail out all the bad investments. And
they're not bailing out the bad investments. They're writing that off and letting it sit there and letting the people get hit for it while they take it and buy up the real assets.
Yet that's all we seem to be doing here, and it's sort of contagious. You know, we have appropriated money to bail out so many big companies and big banks already. It is the excuse for coming back, and nobody can be denied now. Now you can say, well, so and so needs money, and they'll be and they're logical. They say, well, if you bail out the big banks and AIG and all these companies, why not bail out the little guy?
That's right, Larry Flint, publisher of Hustler. Instead, he wants a $5 billion bailout.
So the bailout is a disease, it's contagious, it's ongoing, and the result of this will be the destruction of the dollar, which to me means runaway inflation and political chaos. So
okay.
It's very, very dangerous.
Hang on, because you're saying runaway inflation. You're meaning Weimar Republic, wheelbarrow full of money kind of stuff to buy a loaf of bread. Is that the kind of inflation you're talking about?
I think it will end before it gets that far along. They'll come to their senses, but it's going to be bad.
Come to their senses. They're creating the crisis, the vortices, the black hole to destroy everything and then set up their new world order where you pay your carbon taxes to the private central banks. It's all stated. Trilateral Commission, CFR, Club of Rome.
But everybody's lulled to sleep and say, well, there's no inflation. But if you measure inflation by the increase in supply of money, I mean, we're doing it. So the inflation is already...
Well, that's because you've got a depressionary... hyper-stagflation. Okay? Hyper-stagflation, my coin term. We've got top economists on. They say that is accurate. Bob Chapman with his political and economic acumen straight ahead.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount, and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to Bob Chapman here in just a moment, but I want to tell you about a new sponsor. They're great patriots. They're based right here in Central Texas. They collect rainwater, and then they purify it, and they're looking for distributors of, you know, Patriot bottled water for folks that want that. It's PureRainUSA.com. We use it right here in the office. It's great stuff. You can also order it in bulk from them. Very inexpensive. That's the place to go to buy the best tasting, highest quality, all premium bottled water on the market. Pure Rain USA is listed on the PrisonPlanet.com. And if you live in Central Texas area, you're probably seeing the Pure Rain panel truck or door magnets on the cars of volunteers that help distribute and support this outstanding company and their mission to change the world. Find out more about their mission at PureRainUSA.com and to do it the right way. The water is captured at its facility from the sky, and before it even touches the ground, it's purified by using proven science, ultraviolet light, ozonization, and reverse osmosis. Not by using chemicals or adding chemicals to make it taste like water. This is just insane. No additives, no unhealthy nitrates. Pure Rain drinking water is the absolute best. Athletes love it. Medical, dental, pharmacological, parents, women, plants love it. Make your coffee with it, even store it in bulk. Ladies and gentlemen, again, PureRainUSA.com. One word, PureRainUSA.com, or give them a call at 512-514-1076. 512-514-1076, or TexasPureRain.com. So there's PureRainUSA.com and TexasPureRain.com as well. Let's go to Bob Chapman. Bob, big new developments publicly. I mean, we knew what was going to happen. First, they give the private Federal Reserve and Treasury unlimited power to have no transparency and steal trillions a week and take it offshore and not say where it went. The second part of their plan in Bretton Woods 2, which they put out in major publications, is a world bank that we pay our taxes to that sets the interest rates and controls the world currencies. So we'll have one global currency for nations that are under it. It's just that they will then phase in changing the currencies. Now Gethner's come before Congress and said, I won't give you details, but it's an international solution coming in the next 2-3 weeks. And they're talking about it being very unpopular. The next move will be shining over, like they did with the World Trade Organization, the power over the Federal Reserve openly to an international body and the abdication of Congress's authority, high treason. So Gethner is now announcing this, the guy that doesn't pay the taxes to the Federal Reserve. Why should he? He works for the private bankers. That why would he pay taxes to himself? So, Bob Chapman, can you break down this? I mean, we knew this was coming, but now they're getting ready to announce it.
Well, over in Europe, we've seen strong signs of it from Tony Blair and Scott Sarkozy in France, and they've been pushing this international regulatory solution. And in my mind, most of the major currencies are headed toward default and devaluation. I'm sure that there will be some that won't make it that far. But generally speaking, there'll be a corruption of the fiat money world. And so that is being done deliberately so that they can try to implement these international regulations, which in turn will lead to an international currency.
Absolutely. Now, they put out 2 or 3 different proposals of how they're going to do this, but they told us they are doing it. What do you think the most likely rollout of this will be?
Probably the first collapse. And that looks like it might be England. And as anybody who follows the markets knows that we usually follow England by 6 to 12 months. I don't think it's going to happen overnight. It'll go into the talking stage once a key member goes under, and England has been chosen for that, I think.
Why are key Illuminists coming out and bad-mouthing England and saying it's bankrupt, about to fully collapse? I mean, clearly then they want it to collapse if they're cheerleading and jumping on up and down on top of it, trying to push it under the water.
That's right. And Ireland is close behind now. Spain's an excellent candidate. And, of course, the Eastern European countries such as Latvia and Lithuania. I'm sure that those riots that we've just seen are going to spread to Bulgaria and Romania and Hungary. And we've already had riots in Greece. All of those currencies will probably go under. They're even talking about the Balkanization of Ukraine and Poland as well. And so, you know, they're on the march, and that'll be part of the plan to disrupt the international financial structure in order to get whatever this new unit is that they're dreaming up.
What is
but
the strategy?
It won't happen overnight. It'll take a while.
As Kissinger said, and he's on air saying this is a great opportunity, Obama, because of how he's seen internationally as a world president, he'll be able to sell the New World Order. So that's why they're energizing him, putting all their power behind him. So at one point they're engineering this, but at the other point it looks like it's so big and dangerous it may get out of their control. Can you speak to Obama as their front man?
Well, there's no question that's what he is. He's certainly not eminently qualified to be president. The psychological warfare has to be greater than it has been already, because people, except for people who listen to programs like this, they don't even think about another currency. They don't think about something like that happening. It's going to be a big surprise. And so it has to be justified. And the justification is a or some major countries having to say, we are going to devalue our currency and we're not going to pay our debts. And when that happens, they're going to say, well, this is going to spread all over the place, so we better do something about it. And here's the plan.
Absolutely. So they engineer the crisis, and then their solution is an open world government run by this new super central bank, which is made up of the shareholders of Europe, the United States, and Japan's central banks, a handful of families. I'm sure you've seen Newsweek, and all of them are now saying a world bank, a world government to save you. How are they going to sell that con when even the dumbest idiot knows it's the central banks that engineered this crisis? How are they going to pose as the savior when it, when publicly they engineered it?
I don't know. That's going to be a very, very hard sell. It may be during that time that we may have an escalation in warfare in the Middle East as well.
That's what Ron Paul said yesterday.
I didn't hear that. Our, should I say, great minds think in the same channels. But anyway, I've been saying it for weeks, and I'm sure he has too. This will be a negative diversion, and this will lay the seeds for, oh, we got to go do this. It's for this war effort against these terrible Muslims in Iran and Russia, and the same old that we went through during the Second World War and then for another 30 or 40 years during the Cold War.
Absolutely. Let's talk about solutions. Obviously, we've got to mobilize at the grassroots, get the word out that it is the bankers that engineered this and that they are only going to continue to bankrupt us. You know, they said 4 months ago, give us unlimited power and we'll save you. The next day they said, we're keeping all the money. Now they're saying, give us world government power and we'll save you. We've got to get the message out to the people that these are criminals. But how do we stop the executive through dictatorial measures in Europe, in England, in the United States, in Australia, in Japan, ignoring the fact that 95-98% of people are against this in every poll, 1,000-to-1 phone calls to Congress. It looks like they're just going to do it and then count on the NORTHCOM option to suppress the population.
I think you're right, and I think they're in for a surprise because I don't think the NORTHCOM operation is going to work. And in Europe, you're going to get a different response. You're going to get perpetual demonstrations and rioting because, by and large, they have no weapons. In America, it's different. In fact, America is the only place in the world where people, generally speaking, can have weapons. There are countries where you can have them via registration, but very few people have them. There's not that many unless they've acquired them illegally.
And the United States has the history of being very violent, piratical people. Let's just face it. We are the Motley Crue. Anybody, whether it was black, white, who came here, came through adversity, warfare, ongoing tribal warfare. I mean, that's why we're so warlike.
And that's true. It is a race apart, if you can call it that. And they're going to have their hands full. I talk about this every day on the air. And this is where it's going to end up, in the streets in America. In the world, the way that the world is going to go will be contingent upon the success of the American people suppressing their own government.
Well, I see them, though, playing the card of using shootouts and death and destruction as a pretext to bring in even more international control, intending for that to be a disaster. But that's the game, just level the United States.
Well, I think they're going to have a hard time bringing in people, troops perhaps, from other regions because everybody's going to have the same problems. And you're going to have violent people all over the world in every major city. And what are you going to do? Argentina sends troops to New Orleans, and as soon as the troops get on the planes and leave, they have a revolution in their country, and there's no troops around to protect the government. No,
well,
that's not going to happen.
Take Iceland, one of the most wealthy per capita countries, one of the most peaceable, low crime rates, good people. They're now 2 months into daily protesting, and every time the cops pop off and do something to them, they just riot and defeat them. How long until that becomes them using machetes?
Or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's a disaster, folks. The New World Order has destroyed us. I mean, we are plunging into just the depths of insanity. Let's talk about how to protect ourselves with Bob Chapman on the other side.
on the one and only GCN Radio Network.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Everybody knows, except for the Obama zombies and the neocon followers.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich, that's how it goes. Everybody.
Unless you understand the game and prepare for it, then it's still not too late with Bob Chapman at theinternationalforecaster.com joining us
formerly the largest newsletter in the world until he retired for a few years, came back, formerly the biggest gold and silver broker individually in the world. I want to bring Ted Anderson up, the owner of the Genesis Network, in the gold and silver business for 30 years. They've been trying to suppress the price of gold, but it's way up again this week. Ted bought it when it was a lot lower. Can pass on those savings, and he's got a quick offer for you today on gold and silver coins. But before we go to Ted here for a moment, Bob Chapman, how important is it now, before the true hyperinflation sets in, to get into gold and silver?
There is no explanation other than the fact that you must do it if you want to be able to stay out of financial harm's way. In the 1930s, everything went down 60 to 90%. Gold did not, it went up. And so with that said, I think the only place to be is in gold, ultimately. Silver's good, but it performs a somewhat different function. But you've got to get in now before the thing takes off, because it's been suppressed by the government. They started doing this in 1966, and in a very, very serious way, starting in 1988. And gold today should be selling at least at $2,000 an ounce, and it's not. Today it's selling somewhere in the vicinity of perhaps $860 an ounce.
Yeah, it's $857.50.
So we've got a long way to go.
Well, let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen, not only do you need gold and silver, you need to get it from a place that has fabulous deals, because it's a big outfit, been in business for decades, and has the sources. A lot of places are sold out, or one coin per person at huge premiums. Not the case with Ted Anderson and Midas Resources. Ted, tell folks the offer you've got today.
Yeah, Alex, actually, I went and I priced out what it would be to replace these coins right now if I entered in the marketplace at today's prices. I have the francs right now at 202. That coin right now would be 212. I have the British sovereign right now at 250. That coin right now would be 259. One of the things I'm getting my hands on right now is the Buffalo coin, and I think that's just a fabulous coin because it's so hard to get. But right now I have them at $1,036. You know, I watched that Beck interview too. He's talking about a 70% increase in M3. I'm looking around to see what supports those numbers, but I know that the money supply has gone up like crazy, and the Fed's not going to tell us what the numbers are anymore. They don't do that. So, you know.
Well, again, that's an incredible deal on the francs and the sovereigns, right down at bullion prices, and you've got them in stock. The buffaloes are at huge premiums everywhere else. That has a small premium, but it's the best deal you'll find. I challenge you to look. Ladies and gentlemen, give Midas Resources a call at 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. What silver do you have, Ted?
Yeah, the silver right now is the Walking Liberty half still. I mean, you can get into the dollars, and they're trading right around $20. But you can get into the Walking Liberty halves, and they're currently at $8.40, which puts them down to $16.80.
That's $1.60 per ounce or per half ounce less than what you're paying with the full dollars.
Yeah, right. It's a much better buy, and at this particular time, if you don't have silver, you better get into it, because it is the poor man's money. When it comes down to the buying groceries and gas, you're going to need to have silver.
And this isn't a panacea, but it's the best bet out there. It's what the elite's doing, going into these insane times where they're devaluing the currency on top of a depression on Main Street, killing the real economy, shutting off liquidity to everybody else, only giving it to the elites so they can buy everything up. That's what's happening. Hyperstag inflation, 800-686-2237. Are those good deals, Bob Chapman?
They certainly are. And hopefully Ted can go out and get some more for the people who call into Midas. And you've got to buy at these prices. They're not going to stay here long. I mean, we've got UBS and Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase, Deutsche Bank, all calling for higher gold prices, anywhere from $900 to $2,000 over the next year or two. So, and you know, they're not pro-gold, believe me. And so they know what's going up.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or MidasResources.com or TCNLive.com to link through. Stay there, Bob. I want to talk to you a little bit more about why they raided 19,000-plus Swiss bank accounts in UBS alone 2 weeks ago and what that signifies. And I want to get Ted's take on it. Then Joe Rogan's going to be in studio. Stay with us. Then the Austin police chief.
Whoa.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, a lot of people in the Patriot Movement and the Anti-Federal Reserve Movement, the Libertarian Movement, the Von Mises crowd and others, they're all for gold and silver, but they're also for offshore banks where it's not even money laundering or anything criminal. You just put gold or silver in Luxembourg or Switzerland or the Bahamas. But the OECD has been calling those tax havens, and decades ago, when I first started researching, said their main goal was to shut those down for the general public and the nouveau riche, the new wealth. The elite are allowed to. 19,000 plus smaller accounts, totaling around, what, $12 billion, was grabbed out of UBS alone, and they've indicted the U.S. head of it, the big Swiss bank UBS. That happened 2 weeks ago. And this is what I keep telling people, you know, keep your silver in a vault in Europe, keep your gold in a vault. No, keep it wherever you think it's safe, near at hand. People say, well, they could still come take it. Yeah, they could come blow your head off. They could come put you in a FEMA camp. They could throw you in a fiery furnace with, they could do whatever. So, and I mean that sarcastically. The point here is that we're telling you what the elites do. We're telling you the safest bet. Here, safest bet by a long shot is gold and silver and getting it at great prices. So that's the bottom line here that I'm breaking down for everybody. today. So I want to get Bob Chapman and then Ted's take on this, because they say they're going after all the major tax havens. But then when I study things, we know that's not true. The billionaire level elites, they've got their money in their own central bank institutions, and it groups above the Swiss bank account or private numbered account level. So, A, Bob Chapman, what does it signify that the elites are now going after the nouveau riche accounts?
They've been doing it very, very strongly for the last 10 years. Most jurisdictions have effectively been shut down if you open an account outside the United States, even if you have more than one passport, and one of them happens to be a U.S. passport. They want you to sign a W-9, and they turn it over to the U.S. government. And the reason is so that you couldn't avoid taxation if that was an event. And also, they want to know where your money is. And this is really what this is all about. They want to be able to control your money, no matter where it is in the world, if they would like to control it. And that's what this is all about, the collective information, first with Americans and Europeans and then the rest of the world. And they totally intend to do that. Whether they're going to get away with it or not remains to be seen. And that's why, and I know Ted feels the same way, I have told people for the last 49 years, if you buy gold and silver coins, you take delivery.
Ted Anderson?
Yeah, there's no other way to be buying gold. Certificates, to have them stored somewhere, you're just asking. I mean, you're trying to buy insurance that's not going to be useful to you. If the economy fails and you have your gold stored offshores, overseas, in some bank, all you have is a certificate. It's going to be like you're going to be hungry and you want to eat, and all you have is a pitcher of a can of beans rather than having the can of beans. You need the gold and silver in your possession, not sitting in some hand somewhere else. Beside the fact, every single one of these nations that you mentioned, Alex, are all relying on a fiat currency. Every single one, when you see the G7 get together, it isn't the figureheads of the politicians getting together, it's the central banks. And each one of those central banks are printing money for nothing, and they're lending it to these people, and we have to service the interest on that debt. It's just as bad in Europe as it is here in the United States. It's not any different. You need to have something real, solid, and that you can trust and rely upon. And people in Europe know this. Alex, I got people calling me from everywhere across the entire globe buying gold and silver. Everybody knows they need it. It's, you can't trust any one of these currencies. It's like this New World Order organization, and
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what the elites have. They own real estate, they have power, they have their own mercenaries, but the main thing they hoard is gold, silver, jewels, and fine art, because that's the only real currency they can carry with them, they can haul around with them. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get into gold and silver right now with those deals Ted offered. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And I always spring this on Bob. People can also go to the internationalforecaster.com, get a free trial subscription of that. Bob, also tell folks the toll-free number they can call to get a trial free subscription of the hard copy.
That number is 877-479-8178. That's 877-toll-free, 479-8178, or theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com.
All right. And in closing to both of you men, I know we've known they were setting up a world government. We knew how they would do it. We knew how they'd implode the economy, have a global crisis, bring in the world banking system publicly as the government to pay carbon taxes to. But now to see the White House put it on whitehouse.gov last night, to see Gethner openly proposing it, to see it in Newsweek, to see it in Time Magazine, to see it in all these papers saying it's still hard for me to believe we're now here, all these decades of talk, all the preparation, we are now entering the final phase of the New World Order, and this is the time when we can actually defeat them. This is the key point. And so, what is it like to see with you 45 plus years, with you 30 years, Ted, of fighting this, to now see it actually here and to be vindicated?
Well, okay, I'll jump in here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, I was just about to say, in my time, I can tell you right now, Alex, there are people have never been so hungry for the truth than they are right now. Just, I've never seen it come to a head like this. I've never, I knew it was going to happen, but I didn't know it was going to happen even in my lifetime, that it was going to come to this. And it's interesting to have people opening their eyes. I mean, I'm hitting just about everybody everywhere in radio with Creature from Jekyll Island ads, with Bob Chapman's newsletter ads. I'm trying to feed them the information that'll give them the answers that they're so hungry for, because the baloney that's coming from the mainstream media is not answering their questions. They know it. They want it.
Absolutely. I got Joe Rogan about to come in studio and replay this clip about the poison light bulbs they're making everybody take with mercury and lead, but also the cell phone type radiation they're putting off. That's coming up in a moment. But Bob, comment on that, and we're going to let you guys go.
They've opened a window of opportunity for themselves to implement world currency and world government. But it also, when that window is open, it gives us the opportunity to do exactly what Alex is talking about. We got to hit them with the truth by getting to the public and letting the public know what they're up to, and get an enraged public during a time when there's massive unemployment.
Yes, we've got to carry the ball. This is an opportunity for them, an opportunity for liberty. This is the time for the maximum effort, ladies and gentlemen. Look, Obama's even said it. The White House has said it. They've got 200 days to ram through the total world government. They know it's unpopular. Biden has said it. We can defeat it. Again, call Ted Anderson. Call Midas Resources to protect yourselves with precious metals. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Bob Chapman, Ted Anderson, we'll talk to you both very soon. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
800-686-2237. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 5 minutes with Joe Rogan, my good buddy, in studio to talk about a host of issues with him for the next hour and 15 minutes. And then we've got the Austin police chief in studio to talk about a host of important issues as well, dealing with the police state. And does the Austin police chief support the feds now charging thousands of people a month with terrorism charges for things like spanking their children or spilling a Bloody Mary on an airplane? I'm not kidding. We're going to be talking about that coming up. But first, this is a mainline TV news report. And I just want to play a clip of it to say this is what real news is like, because they admit that the level of electromagnetic radiation coming off these new light bulbs, the lead, the mercury in them, it is so deadly, it is so bad for you, and this is what the internationalists have standardized worldwide to make the law that people must use. So let's play this clip, and then we'll go live, simulcasting in 5 minutes, not just on the radio, but also at PrisonPlanet.tv. So folks, go over to PrisonPlanet.tv, log on. Everybody start your engines. Joe Rogan in T-minus 5 minutes. Stay with us.
So we told you how these energy-saving light bulbs may be causing skin rashes in some people. But that's not the only potential problem we've uncovered. Just listen to what others say is happening to them. Here's part two, dirty energy.
This is reading 580, roughly. So once again, we have a really bad bulb.
What exactly is she doing? Well, this is Dr. Magda Havis, and she's testing all sorts of bulbs for dirty electricity. Dirty what? Dirty electricity. An expert in her field, basically she measures power quality and radio frequencies that different bulbs give off.
Do you see that's jumped up to over 400? So just one light bulb can give very, very high readings. And there's no way of knowing that this is worse than the others just by looking at the package.
She says on her meter, for a bulb to be considered clean, it should read less than 50.
A lot of people are responding negatively to these light bulbs. They get headaches. They get other body aches and pains. Some of them have difficulty sleeping. They're tired. Some have mood disorders. Unfortunately, they have been told that these light bulbs might be making people in their home sick. So one light bulb gives 500. Can you imagine just two of them, four of them? Would put them over 1,000. Can I turn it off yet?
All this is controversial. Scientists do not agree if people can suffer from what's called electromagnetic hypersensitivity, basically getting sick from the electronic devices we use and the stuff they give off. But what about the people we met who say they're suffering, like Larry Newman?
I was just blindsided by it.
Here's the thing about Larry Newman. He's Dr. Newman, a neurologist. And that migraine headache hit him like a truck.
I can tell you from my experience, there's something about those bulbs that triggered my headache.
At his New York clinic, he's seeing more and more patients complaining about the compact fluorescent light bulbs.
These new light bulbs, Doc, they're giving me headaches. So I want you to look. Right over there.
He knows some will dismiss what he's saying. They'll say there's no scientific evidence linking the bulbs to headaches. It's never been proven.
I can tell you from other patients that they definitely see a relationship to exposure to that light bulb and developing a headache.
We just installed a new light that unfortunately is not eco-friendly.
One of those patients is Amanda Gabbard.
Right here, it's like just my forehead feels very warm, and I feel the dull pain behind my eyes, a little bit of dizziness, and a little bit of fatigue.
In her home, you'll only find old-fashioned incandescents. She got rid of the CFLs.
I'm very confused by it. It's kind of mind-boggling. I think it was just a light bulb. What can it really do? And isn't it supposed to be this great thing, and it's eco-friendly, and it's wonderful for the environment, and everyone's doing it?
But she can't escape it. When she took a trip to Italy and stayed in this hotel, her room was loaded with the curly bulbs. Instantly, she knew.
I thought, oh, no. I came all the way to Europe to have this wonderful vacation. I thought it's going to be ruined. We had to take them out immediately.
Once stores start to replace their light bulbs and malls start to replace their light bulbs and everybody in their homes start to replace their light bulb, there's going to be a subset of people with migraine who may not be able to venture out until they find a way around it.
Dr. Christine Lay, a neurologist and headache expert, says people like Amanda prove it is happening and science needs to catch up.
I think a lot of times things are introduced and then it's the people that will begin to say, no, wait a minute, something's going on here, something's not right. So what we hope is that as more people speak up, more scientists will begin to become involved.
Health Canada says, yes, it's true. The compact fluorescents do give off radio frequencies, but they say the amounts are safe and thousands of times below limits that have been recommended. As for the lighting companies, they say their bulbs meet industry standards and are safe. Again, no one would talk to us on camera.
Health Canada has a serious responsibility, and they're not living up to that responsibility. They're right now just trying to deny that there's a problem without recognizing what they should be doing to actually investigate it rather than just deny it blindly.
Those who suffer say their health problems are real, and there's more to it than just headaches.
They were all throughout my house. Just about every room in my house had a bulb or two in it.
Kevin Byrne says his pain was like having arthritis. So convinced dirty electricity is, well, dirty, he quit his job to test other people's homes for what he calls electrical pollution, starting with the curly bulbs.
When you get closer to the bulb, you can see the significant electric field that these compact fluorescence bulbs throw into a room. Now that's measuring over 1,000 volts per meter right there. And that electric energy is going through you, through your body to ground. I know there's a lot of people that are having adverse reactions to them, headache, fatigue, the chronic pain that I felt.
Magda says she's heard it all before, the doubts, questioning whether they're really sick.
Well, there's definitely something there. I mean, one of the ways that you can determine whether or not you're sensitive to the light bulbs is if you have them in your home, simply turn them off for a few days and find out if any of your symptoms disappear, the symptoms that you're concerned about.
Okay, let's review. UV, headaches, skin problems, and of course, mercury. So the old light bulbs are being banned in 2012. Manufacturers are scrambling to create new ones. The best choice for the future may be these, LEDs, light-emitting diodes.
And it's reading 27. It doesn't contribute to dirty.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We're about to go to break here in a moment. Joe Rogan, my good buddy, visiting here in Austin, is busy beating up the microphone right now. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff in the next hour and 10 minutes. Joe, good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thanks, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, not
I like
much.
How we just shook hands, even though we've already shook hands and hugged, and but we got to shake hands for you guys.
Exactly.
Very important.
Are you saying it's bad we did that?
No, I'm not saying it's bad.
Joe's always, keep it real, Jones!
Keep it real, Alex Jones!
I'm about
fight to the power. One day closer to victory!
You know, Joe just can't believe I actually really like this. This is what I'm really like.
Oh, I know. I believe you like this. I've known you for a long time now, man.
You know, I was thinking we met in 99, so this is actually 10 years.
You remember when I did my DVD that I filmed in Austin, The Belly of the Beast?
Yes.
You and I wore George W. Bush masks and Herbert Walker Bush masks.
We did a little satanic dance to show that we're satanic.
Yeah, we went running around the grounds of the state capitol building.
And people thought we were nuts because we were. You know what was funny? That was put out on a DVD. I did it, and people found it and said, "We found secret video of Alex and Joe." I'm not kidding. Of Alex and Joe Rogan doing a satanic ceremony. And we're like, "This is a spoof on them, on the Bushes. This is a public DVD sold in stores." But that's how the fake conspiracy theorists that discredit me. That's how they operate.
How many fake conspiracy theorists do you believe are actually employed by the government to make conspiracy theorists look ridiculous? Like when you read about like a guy like William Cooper, like some of the stuff that he said, like about like he thought that Kennedy's driver shot Kennedy.
When it wasn't true.
It was ridiculous. But it's like so crazy that everything else he says, you got to go, what?
Well, I don't think he was an operative. But what I think is,
crazy.
I mean, he's better compared to some. I mean, I have documents. I go off 99% of the time. I'm not even speculating.
I'm going to make an Alex Jones T-shirt, and it's going to say underneath it, "I have documents." Whenever there's anything crazy, I have documents, ladies and gentlemen. I can show you right now.
But let me answer your question, though.
Okay.
There are a few hundred cases going back into the 60s, especially with COINTELPRO, where they would have activists act crazy, say crazy things.
Of course, right? I mean, it's an effective way to do it. I mean, if you look at, like, the way arguments progress on message boards, as soon as someone believes anything wacky...
Well, now CENTCOM, now the military admits that they are on the web.
Yeah, I read that. I read that recently.
You have the documents.
I have the documents.
We do, see?
But it's fascinating how they have, like, directions on how to troll. How to troll people, how to bait them in arguments, how to respond when you're being, you know,
antagonized. Yeah, that's all come out.
It's fascinating.
So we know that there hundreds have been caught. We know CENTCOM's hired tens of thousands, and they even have private PR firms that do it. And so, yes, it is there. But more often than not, I'm sad to say, the crazies, it's just schizophrenics and people, too. I mean, there are outright nuts. Stay there. Joe Rogan in studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir. You like being a puppet for the New World Order.
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
All right, this hour and 5 minutes we got left with Joe is just going to go by so quickly. So let's go ahead and get into it. During the breaks, we're having even more interesting discussions than we're having on air. You were asking me, what's this Ron Paul clip I've got on the screen over here? And I was saying, I played it earlier, where suddenly Glenn Beck comes out and goes, the world government's real. The international bankers are dangerous. They're more dangerous than standing armies. You know, Thomas Jefferson quotes, what do we do? They're bankrupting us by design. But now he's doing it on Fox News, so that's going to discredit that message. But you were bringing up Ron Paul and his ideas.
Is that, why do you think that it discredits that message? I mean, if he's saying it on Fox News, maybe they're saying it because they're really worried about it now. Maybe it's gotten to the point where even the people that were, you know, supposedly supporting a corrupt administration are now scared that it's far more corrupt than they had ever believed.
Well, let's hope so.
When I see a guy like Glenn Beck, I think here's a guy who wants attention. He wants to be a smart guy. He wants to be sensible. He wants to prove a point. But I feel like a lot of it's like an act. I feel like he's this American apple pie guy. And now I heard that he's doing some sort of a performance where he's like, he has a live show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, he's like an entertainer.
Well, a year ago he said the Army needs to watch and look at and be used against Ron Paul supporters.
But you see what I'm saying about his opinions? I mean, if he wants to do a live show, he's an entertainer. You know, I mean, that's really, I mean, no news person does a live show. They don't even think about that. So what validates his opinions? You know, maybe he is a guy that was on the side of it because he thought that it was the right thing to do. Or
maybe he's mixing in real issues, but then sandwiching it with more government propaganda, which he's doing.
It could be. I mean, it could be that he's, you know, this is the new stance, that this is the new stance at Fox News, is they always need an army or they always need an enemy. And so now if the enemy isn't the liberals, maybe if the liberals are in charge and they've decided to work with them, now, you know, the idea is that we're supposed to be afraid of the international banks.
But it is the international banks that orchestrated the collapse. I have the documents, as they say.
Right.
And
you believe that it was orchestrated, or do you believe that it was orchestrated and fell apart because of just human nature and greed and the fact that these people were willing to take these crazy loans they couldn't pay off and houses that they couldn't afford, and that bankers knew that these houses were just never going to just continue to appreciate? They were completely overinflated. You think it's a little bit of both, maybe?
It is a little bit of both, because in the lending changes they made in the mid and late 90s, that allowed sub-brokerage and banks to run scams, and that did happen. But the large central banks, we have their own policy papers. And when I went and infiltrated Bilderberg 3 years ago, and it's in my film Endgame out for a year and a half, I said they're going to pop the subprime mortgage, create an international banking crisis, and then propose a world bank that you'll pay carbon taxes to. And that was now in Newsweek 2 weeks ago.
If that happens, what happens to all the money in America? What's the thought behind that? Like, everybody who has $1 million all of a sudden has a zero, and we all start at scratch? And
then the elite have transferred the assets while they still have value into tangible, hard resources
like
and infrastructure.
Gold and oil and stuff like that. Now, so is that the thought behind it, that they're just going to cancel out all the money, that they're going to completely implode the dollar?
What they're going to do is have a world banking system that's already there but go public, that will set the currency values and that will control the major Western governments. So you'll already have a world currency, but you'll still have your local unit. Kind of like Sports Illustrated's in 15 different regions or whatever, but it's still Sports Illustrated. So you'll still have a dollar, you'll still have a peso, you'll still have a pound, you'll still have a euro, but it's all going to be devalued simultaneously.
Now, okay, here's the question. Is there a way to stop anything like, if this is all real, if this is really what's going to happen, is there a way to stop it, or at this point in time, should it be stopped? I mean, what do you think should happen?
Oh, it's probably going to fail. Even the bankers are saying in their own policy reports that are public that this is going to be a hard sell. So we're going into one hell of a fight, because these guys won't give us quarter. I mean, they're not going to stop.
Well, why? So the bankers are saying that they're not going to be able to pull it off.
They're saying it's very hard for them. But now, since they built the crisis, and they're saying they have to do it or it will all fall apart.
Is it possible to because of this crisis, I mean, is it possible that they could re-engineer to bring it back to life? Or is it just, I don't understand enough about the way the
financial
system
works. No, but see, that's what's so psycho about these globalists, is they've created a crisis. We're only going to the next Ponzi scheme will save it, which then gives them all the power. So they say to the country, you better go with us or it's over. And in a way, it's really true. We'll be right back in 70 seconds with Joe Rogan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.